For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A Red Lake woman has died following a van rollover crash Sunday in Thief River Falls. The Minnesota State Patrol reports 35-year-old Floris Ruby Rose Strong was westbound on Great Divide Road before she crossed the Highway 89 intersection and rolled into the tree line. Strong was the only occupant and was pronounced dead at the scene. The State Patrol says Strong was not wearing a seatbelt and road conditions were dry at the time. The Beltrami County Sheriff's Office has identified the victim involved in a Friday crash into the Mississippi River as 60-year-old Dale Clark Souther. The Bemidji man was driving north on Sunnyside Road in Frone Township when he left the road, traveled through a residential yard, and entered the river. Bystanders attempted to assist, but the pickup truck quickly sank. The Lakes Area Dive Team pulled Souther from the truck, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. State legislators last week advanced a bill to regulate the use of artificial intelligence in psychotherapy services. Eleanor Steffen of Report for Minnesota reports the House Health, Finance, and Policy Committee approved a bill by Republican Representative Peggy Scott of Andover. The measure would manage the ways mental health providers in the state use AI in their practices. Scott's bill specifically aims to restrict AI's decision-making capacities in mental health services.
AI are supercomputers. They are not human beings who go through many years of education, thousands of hours of training, including supervised therapy, and passing rigorous and comprehensive exams in their field.
Licensed clinicians in the state have used AI for things like providing patient support outside of sessions and summarizing sessions. The bill limits the permitted uses to services such as transcribing and documenting, authorized by a patient's informed consent. A human therapist would then have to review the documents created by AI. Although licensing boards already have the authority to investigate misuses of AI, the bill claims to be a more proactive solution to maintaining standards of care. DFL Representative Heather Keeler of Moorhead is a co-author of the bill. She notes that suicide rates are highest among men, in rural communities, and in people in their 50s and 80s.
We are not at the place that robots should be leaning into helping our most vulnerable populations when they're in a crisis moment.
The bill was referred to the House Committee of Judicial Finance and Civil Law. If you or someone you know is in crisis, free and confidential help is available 24/7 by calling or texting the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. For the first time in years, the gates were unlocked at the former Bemidji Central Elementary School for a celebration of the building's future. Larissa Donovan was there and has more.
Around 25 people gathered at the Old Central Gym Friday for a potluck and round dance to celebrate the spring equinox, a board member birthday, as well as the future of the former school. Sacred Bundle, a nonprofit through the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, purchased Central last month from Bemidji Area Schools, which closed the school as a cost-saving measure in 2021. Erica Bailey Johnson is on Sacred Bundle's leadership team and will be the manager of the Minwadizi Project, which will transform Central into what she previously described as an onboarding school.
We're just going to open the doors, bring people in, get some life back into the space, and then slowly we'll just build on that.
The first project on the horizon is a grant-funded public computer lab with future goals including environmental program offerings, a child care center, and affordable housing. Sacred Bundle is an indigenous-led nonprofit that aims to connect people of any background to the land and culture of northern Minnesota. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
Grand Itasca will remain a Level 3 trauma hospital after being redesignated by the State Department of Health. The rigorous voluntary process includes an outside review of a hospital's resources and capabilities to care for trauma patients. The trauma system ensures that seriously injured people are quickly transported to hospitals with the resources to treat their specific injuries. Minnesota's system has four levels. There are about two dozen Level 3 and 4 trauma hospitals in northern Minnesota, with Level 1 hospitals in Duluth, Grand Forks, and Fargo. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.